You're good.
Okay, I'm going to call this government operations meeting to order March the 31st, 2021 at 1 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
And Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Okay.
We have a quorum. Next on our agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Shaw, would you mind rendering an afternoon prayer?
Yes, sir. I'll be happy to. Thank you. Please bow your heads. Father God, thank you once again for this beautiful day and for bringing us together to do good work for the nation, Lord. We ask for your presence as we make decisions and consider things to move our great nation along. Please take care of our children, our elders, our veterans, those currently serving, and touch the lives of those who are in mourning and who are ill. Thank you for everything you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. All right. Next is approval of minutes in your packet. We've got our minutes, so if you'll take a moment to go over them.
Motion to approve the minutes. Walker.
Second.
We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion carries. That moves us to item number five, consideration of ONCA 21-28. Madam Speaker, are you on the line?
Yes, I'll be. But I will be.
Yes. I'm sorry. Hang on.
Just hang on to us. Don't let go.
We're sharing. Okay. In here.
Bye, Dawn.
You're saying bye to Dawn.
Okay. You have the floor, Madam Chair.
Off into the sunset. All right, hang on. I'm sorry. I thought you guys were still working on minutes or something. I wasn't prepared. Okay. Well, this has been, I was really wishing. I forgot that this is right on the agenda because what I would really love to do is do some side by side. But I'm not prepared to do that. Like when we can put it on the big screen and show the original to the changes and whatnot. But these are in particular, it's been a couple of years now that we have, that I personally had a meeting with, asked to meet with the treasurer and the Miss Tammy Leeper regarding the competitive bidding act because so many different, as we all know, different programs and even our boards, because most, you know, one by one, our boards have been asking to be removed from the nation's competitive bidding to have their own process because it just seemed, I guess, cumbersome, but I'm not even sure to who. They were just frustrated in the amount of time that it was taking. And so I asked to have a meeting with the treasurer over 2 years ago, wanting to discuss and hear from Ms. Leeper the issues in how I informed her that I felt she had the obligation as the administrator to discuss with us how we could improve that process for the nation, because so many programs were also having issues. And I, you know, of course, we were hearing from many of them. And so here we are now. It's taken a bit to get there, but here we are. And so what I would, again, really liking if we could do a side-by-side, but everyone can also do their own comparison. But it's many of these, because who knows if others might have good suggestions. And so obviously they're welcome. Members of the committee are welcome to make those suggestions as well. But most of these have come from the work that Terry Mason Moore and the Attorney General's office, along with the nation, have worked through to incorporate these changes. But again, I welcome members of Congress to make any suggestions as well. So that's, oh, good. Thanks. So whoever's doing that.
Karen. Okay. Yep. Yes, Congressman Walker.
This is direct for the speaker and the sponsor. Is there a red line version possibly?
I do not have one available.
Sure.
At this time, but I would be, I mean, obviously we have time, but I would be willing to do that, get that prepared. But, or for now, depending on who would like to speak specifically, because I don't even have it up, and nor can I see. So if somebody would like to discuss that, Ms. Terry is on the line.
Chair Bighorse.
Yes, Congressman King.
I know in the past, since when I worked in compliance, a lot of our like bid price thresholds and stuff, number of bids out, the actual Fed standards were more lax than what we were imposing on ourselves. So I'm not sure why we did that, but I just want to make that point that the law allowed it to be a lot more flexible. And our, like, you know, number of bids for a certain threshold of price, we were actually making it harder on ourselves for in procurement in that regard. So I just want to say that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course we were. And that's why I went to the Treasury Department basically asking how I could provide assistance to them long ago. And it was basically described as user error, meaning the directors of the nation were not participating or doing their part properly. I'm not sure. It was something like that, a bit of a user error, that no changes needed to be made to the policy, to the law, because that was my thoughts, was that obviously we were doing this to ourselves. And so that's why I was asking, reaching out to ask how we could assist in that manner, because, you know, obviously sometimes different personalities is what gets us, situations and personalities is what gets us to where we are. And so we do these things to ourselves, and obviously we have the ability to make those changes in to improve. Sorry, this is on some kind of moving deal. Let me take it off. So that's what we're trying to get done here. But I definitely agree. that that's something we've done to ourselves, which is why our boards are asking to be removed and have their own process, because they have, you know, different construction, particularly gaming has been. I did sponsor the legislation to have them a standalone. The ranch board has asked to be removed as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, we're to the point of obviously needing to address this, and was hoping to get it taken care of, because too, we ran into a lot of issues when it came to the procurement process in dealing with the CARES Act dollars as well. So.
Okay, well,
I think someone's trying to get their hands on a red line. So I hate to waste time or of the meeting, but I guess could have been a little more prepared with that. And I apologize. I've just been really busy and almost forgot this was on today's agenda. But I also wanted it early on in the event that we needed to have time to work on it, so that we would have time to actually get it to a good place by the time we end session and get something that we can move forward with, especially with more with the American Rescue Plan dollars coming as well.
I agree. So is your preference to wait for a red line this afternoon, or should we get a red line sent out and give everybody a chance to go over it and possibly amend our next agenda to include this with the red line?
That would be good for me. And again, I will absolutely take responsibility and apologize for not having this ready at the moment to do the best work on it. I do accept that responsibility, but I will say it's not for, because I was sitting around doing nothing. I'll at least throw that part out there. So if anyone would prefer that, otherwise I need, or even, let's see, what do we have until 2:30? Even if we recess for just a few.
Madam Speaker, is Terry Mason Moore?
Yes, there's Terry.
I remember that Morgan Curry from the AG office did the edits on this, so I would think she may be the one that has a red line. I don't know if she's on this, presently here on this meeting.
Mm-hmm. I think I see that Clint is.
Yeah, she's out sick today. Corey might also have it. I don't know if he's on there or not. I know they worked with, I don't speak Corey, but.
Yeah, I remember Morgan did the final edits on it from, I don't remember even when this was, a couple years ago or last year, but I know it was Morgan and me and Tammy Leeper and I think Angela and Chief and maybe Bruce. I can't remember who else participated. But I remember that Morgan did the final edits on it, so I would think that she would have that copy. Or record.
Madam Speaker, we're getting it now if you want us to, as soon as we find it, to send it to you, and then you distribute it.
Did you say me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Corey's finding it.
Okay. I mean, send it to me, but can you do Caitlin Garcia?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I was going to say we could sit here and all look at each other a little bit, but there's hardly any there's hardly any faces. So Clint, Pam, and I can sit here and look at each other for a few minutes, or if you would like to, there's Jordan looking like he's about to fly us all somewhere.
Madam Speaker, this is Terry. All I have is the the same version that you filed. I don't know actually if there was a red line onto the original. I don't have that if there is.
Yeah. Okay. So do we want to recess for 15 minutes?
That sounds good.
Or just however you're, I'm not even on your committee, but however your committee would wish to proceed.
If you think 15 minutes is sufficient, then without objection, we'll recess for 15 minutes and come back in at 1:30.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Congressman Big Horse, I apologize for not addressing that to you directly.
Oh no, that's fine. That's fine. I'm glad you're on, and I'm glad you're getting things clarified. Thank you.
All I see is Angie's picture. So I talked to her just automatically.
Well, I think I'm just going to go ahead and stay on the call. It took me two or three times to get on this one, and I've been kind of having problems